Welcome back, everybody. Second hour of the Global Reality here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves. Glad you all could be with us for the program. In the first hour discussing this martial law scenario with the group Infraguard.com, we're talking to John in Tennessee, and he's speaking about this oil company, Delek, and essentially how this plays into the consolidation. That's what it is. I mean, they have to get everything consolidated down to only a few companies, which will then allow them to create artificial bottlenecks on resources and further enslave people through the restriction and the allowances on only products that they control. So let's go back. Go ahead and finish up there, John.
Okay, Josh, basically, one thing that I did notice that was a little bit shocking is this company, Delek Global Real Estate. I looked at some of the recent real estate transactions. They bought the World Trade Center in Lucerne, Switzerland. Now, it's interesting that Delek, which is a Jewish Israeli company, and let me stress, man, I'm not an anti-Semite, but Silverstein bought the trade towers in New York. So these corporations are buying up. You're talking about control. Let me tell everyone right now, from anywhere in the world with an internet connection, they can turn the gas off in any city, any place in the United States or any place in the world with the click of a mouse, literally. I'm dealing with it right now. We've got electronic key cards. They've got computers and cameras and security systems that look like something off of the 1968 Star Wars show. I mean, it's unreal what they have. They've got high-definition cameras that can zoom in and count the pimples on your backside from, a half a mile away. It's unbelievable. They can click and say, if there's a 10-million-gallon tank of gasoline out in the field where I load and they don't want to drop to go out, they click a mouse, and I'm in Middle Tennessee, they can click a mouse from San Diego or from Keokuk, Iowa, or anywhere in the Middle East, probably from Tel Aviv, and turn it off. The tank can be full, and they can say, no gas in Middle Tennessee, and they can stop it that quickly. Midstream, they can turn the pumps off from anywhere in the world. So the control is there. It's just a matter of setting up the infrastructure that when the time comes that they want to control, whether it's gas or electric or water, they flip a switch anywhere in the world, and they can cause a crisis.
Absolutely incredible. John, I appreciate your call. Let's go to Mark in Wisconsin. Mark, you're on the air.
Morning, Josh.
Hey, Mark. How you doing, buddy?
Good, good. Hey, great story. Infraguard.net. This reminds me of the famous Aaron Russo interview, God rest his soul, where he said, he spoke to a Rockefeller, and the Rockefeller said they were going to give out cards to the chosen people, the people who cooperate. They called them KMA cards, kiss my butt. And if you had one of these cards, you could just, if a policeman stopped you, you could just tell him to get out of your face, leave me alone. You're part of the crowd now. And Aaron Russo told Mr. Rockefeller he wasn't interested in turning the rest of the world into slaves so that he could, walk on their heads. This sounds exactly what Aaron Russo was talking about. I mean,
absolutely, we'll talk about that on the other side. We got to go to a break right now, Mark. Stay right there. This is the Global Reality on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, Collodial Silver, Olive Leaf Extract, Oregano Oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Global Reality here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves. I'm the host of the program. Wide open phone lines at 1-800-313-9443. That's the number to get you on the air on the program today. We're talking with Mark in Wisconsin. We're discussing Aaron Russo, and a lot of you may be familiar with an interview that he did, I guess it was about this time last year, and he had talked about, you know, meeting with Nick Rockefeller and him trying to recruit him for the Council on Foreign Relations, and essentially tell him, hey, you know, come on, you know, you want to join the club, you don't care about these slaves, and telling him there was going to be an event in New York and laughing about it and saying, oh, you know, we're going to tell people it's, you know, it's Muslim terrorists and we're going to use it to sell them a war in Afghanistan and Iraq, and laughing about it like it was funny, and how that plays in with this martial law scenario with InfraGuard that we're discussing, because again, that's, you know, that's what this is: private individual companies that are essentially given carte blanche when everyone else is forced into the enslavement grid. So please continue, Mark.
All right. Yeah, I also wanted to mention at InfraGuard.net, you can also go to the question answers area too there, and it says a government and private sector alliance. InfraGuard was developed by FBI Cleveland in 1996. 1996, Josh. So this is not a reaction to 9/11 or anything like that. They've had this sort of system in the works for a long time. This just didn't happen.
Oh, absolutely. And as I was talking about before, you start looking into this. I mean, this is very much what you had happen with the put options prior to 9/11. You had these groups that were in the know that were able to shift their stocks to their advantage without even people in the infrastructure of government having this information, Mark. So it's very you know, that's very telling, you know, I mean, that you had these companies involved. And again, this has been in place for a great many years, and they knew that some sort of martial law scenario was in the works even before 9/11.
Right, right. And the really scary part is that these captains of industry are being recruited to spy on citizens, and they've been given a license to kill.
Oh, that's right. And you know, I mean, what gives these people the power and the authority to be able to deputize these people and essentially, you know, give them the authority to be able to, you know, kill with impunity and making them basically, you know, Darth Vader ski mask troops, you know, against the American people? I mean, these are people that just run industry and business. Why
right,
is it
right.
they're given, you know, full license to kill? It makes no sense unless you're trying to protect, you know, your empire of tyranny.
Right. Everything is being centralized so fast, as the gentleman before me articulated. I mean, I'm at a loss. I don't know what to do. It's just completely out of control, Josh. I mean, things are happening so fast right now. I just like to ask everyone, at least get prepared. Please get prepared, because something big is in the pipe. You keep up the good work. I mean, you're breaking stories, unbelievable stories that we'll never, ever see on mainstream news. Have a good day.
All right. Well, thank you, Mark. I appreciate it. I do my best, but it's all about each and every one of us. I mean, we don't have a choice. You know, I mean, we don't have a choice to be individualistic anymore, folks. I mean, we really have to start coming together and making an attempt to really get information out to people on a grand scale. You know, I mean, if you can do your part, if you can get a micro FM up in your area, big shout out to everyone who gets Republic Broadcasting Network out on these micro FMs. That's a huge thing you can have an effect with. And, you know, I mean, I just really think that if these people are stepping up their efforts against us, it's time for us to step up our efforts against them. Because look, I mean, you know, earlier in the week we had an article here, and if I can find it, I'll get into it. But, where essentially you have the CIA now, here it is, you have the CIA admitting that they're coming up with their intelligence. They're using MySpace, YouTube, blogs, etc., and I'll read this article, to gain intelligence. So essentially what these people are doing now is they've figured out all our different ways that we're attempting to get information out in the Patriot community, and now they've got people monitoring these things for intel. So, I mean, these people are monitoring our broadcasts, everything else. So in search for foreign intelligence, spies turn to YouTube, MySpace, blogs. With rapidly advancing technology spreading across the globe, U.S. spies are shifting their focus from surreptitiously photographing secret Soviet documents to trolling the Internet for what could be the next key nugget of foreign intelligence. And foreign intelligence, my ear, folks, this is for the American citizens. This is getting information on us, specifically us in the Patriot community, and I'll tell you why that is. Among the most valuable sources, one top spook says, are blogs, MySpace, and other Web 2.0 hallmarks. We're looking now at YouTube, which carries some unique and honest-to-goodness intelligence, Doug Naquin, director of the CIA's Open Source Center, said in a recent speech to CIA retirees. The speech was posted this week on Secrecy News, the blog of the Federation of American Scientists Project on Government Secrecy. So they actually have a Federation of American Scientists on Government Secrecy? Come on. Give me a break. I would not have thought of YouTube as an obvious source of intelligence, Steve Aftergood, the project's director, told Information Week. But I think it's a good sign that the Open Source Center is looking at it and at other new media. See? New media. And that's what we are. The alternative media, the new media. That's what we are, and that's who they're monitoring now and admitting to this. Open Source Intelligence Collection focuses on compiling and analyzing unclassified data from publicly available sources for use by the CIA, policymakers, and other law enforcement agencies. Formerly known as the Foreign Broadcast Information Service, the Open Source Center's mission in recent years has shifted from translating newspaper and television reports from abroad to culling the web for information on foreign targets. This center trains intelligence agents and others in government. This training includes everything from media analysis to advanced internet exploitation, way beyond Googling. My goodness. The goal of Open Source Collection is to provide information that goes beyond what appears in the morning newspaper, and analysis of Web 2.0 content has become a key part of that, he said. A couple of years back, we identified Iranian blogs as a phenomenon worthy of more attention, about 6 months ahead of anybody else, he said. Now even Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has his own blog. We're looking at chat rooms and things that didn't exist 5 years ago and trying to stay ahead, Naquin said. We have groups looking at what they call citizens media and people taking pictures with their cell phones and posting them on the Internet. Then there's the social media phenomenon like MySpace and blogs. So let me back that up for a second, because we have a chat room for Republic Broadcasting Network, which you can check out at republicbroadcasting.org. And we also have one for this program, which you can check out at my website, theglobalreality.com. Now, again, this is pretty interesting when they say that they're looking at things that didn't exist 5 years ago. Monitoring chat rooms and, monitoring chat rooms and citizens' media. And what are we, folks? What are the people that attempt to get the information out that the mainstream media won't touch that's there in their own papers? Again, you know, all these news sources and all these stories are coming from the mainstream media. But, you know, Joe and Nancy on the 6 o'clock news are not going to tell you about this stuff because, again, this might get the American people waking up to what's really going on. Now, listen to what he says about their ability to gain information now. 9/11 was sort of a watershed for us, Nachman said. The 9/11 Commission and WMD Commission both said, you know what? There are a lot of open sources out there. We should be putting a lot more attention toward exploiting those sources. So right there, they admit to you that 9/11, the whole weapons of mass destruction lie, was a watershed event for them to be able to further monitor and track and trace the American people. And so when you think about us, I mean, that's one of the things that we always talk about, is how we take the technology that's being used against us to enslave us back against these criminals to further wake up the American people and hopefully get more boots on the ground and get people awake to what's going on in this day and age. This is the most important fight. Every battle has multiple fronts. The front that we are on now is an attempt to disseminate real information to the individual to get them released from the quote-unquote, you know, matrix. And it is, you know, I mean, it's an easy analogy to make, but it really is that like that. And you see that effect when you unplug someone and you show them reality that they haven't been allowed to see. And that's, you know, that is what the key aspect of getting information out to people is changing their paradigm. And these people are doing everything they can now to restrict that. And, you know, well, on one end of this, you know, it's interesting that they're telling us that they're monitoring chat rooms, they're monitoring alternative media, trying to get information. They essentially want to know how much we know and what are, you know, if we get up here and theorize and say, well, it looks like these criminals could carry out an attack before the 08 elections, they want to know how many people are saying that and what the ideas would are, and then they'll make a decision on whether or not they go forward with something like that, because if enough people are talking about it and saying, hey, look, these guys might, you know, declare martial law and have another false flag attack in this country, and there may not be any election. Bush can declare himself indefinite dictator. So these people want to find out what we know. But you know what? On the flip side of that, I want to say this. You know, just because these people are admitting to you and telling you, you know, that they're monitoring us and they're keeping track of us, you know, don't ever let that chill factor get to you, folks. Because if you let the chill factor get to you, then these criminals have already won, and there's no sense in us even fighting. Why as well just let them take us quietly into the night. And I'm not going to go there, and I know you certainly aren't either. 1-800-313-9443. I want to hear about it from you on this issue. Because, again, you know, I mean, yeah, it's one thing they're admitting to this, and it's one thing that they're telling us that they're monitoring the alternative media, blogs, YouTube, MySpace, which we've known forever. Look, and let me tell you something, and we have a MySpace for this program, www.myspace.com/globalrealityshow. And, you know, I see a lot of people in the Patriot community, and they think it's really cool and hip to, pose with weapons and pose with their guns for their MySpace picture. You know, folks, do not do that, okay? If you pose for your MySpace picture with your gun, that is a bad idea. These people are using that for intelligence gathering, and you don't want to make anything easier for them. Let's take a break, come back, get into more news and information on the other side. This is The Global Reality here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves. Don't go anywhere.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Second hour of the Global Reality here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves. So glad each and every one of you could join us for the program today. 1-800-313-9443 is the number to get you on the air today. I want to tell you about a great sponsor for Republic Broadcasting, hempusa.org. It's great makers of fine hemp products from hemp seeds, hemp powder, etc. Let me tell you something. This is just not a plug, folks. Right here, right now, I am actually using this product. I have some of the hemp powder here and some apple juice. This is an absolute amazing product. 100% certified THC-free and gluten-free. Can be used as a storable food and just a health, you know, a health supplement. I mean, you know, I kicked drinking sodas with this stuff. I mean, it really just makes you not crave junk, and it's just a fine product. HempUSA.org. And please visit republicbroadcasting.org. Your support of our sponsors here allow Republic Broadcasting to stay on the air year in and year out, bringing you the finest information and the best possible information we can in this fight, folks. And that's what it's all about. Each and every one of us taking our shot and standing up to these people and saying, look, we're not going to bow down. We're not going to be your slaves. We're not going to go quietly into the night. You know, I mean, that's the thing about this information, folks, is it's very easy. You know, again, I want to say this. I was talking about this before the break, because it's very easy for us to get into this thing where we're, you know, because we're paying attention to information that I guess most of the rest of the world isn't. It's very easy sometimes for us to get in this thing where, you know, where we get scared and we cower down. And look, you know, as Mark in Wisconsin was saying, you know, it's important to get prepared. But at the same time, it's also important that you don't let the chill factor get to you and you don't let these criminals scare you and make you cower down. We have the advantage over them because we have something they'll never have, folks, and that's love, and we have the light on our side. So, you know, just keep that in mind, and don't ever let these criminals ever get you scared. Let's go to the phone lines. Yokohan in Tennessee, go ahead.
Hey, bud.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Shabbat Shalom. Today's Sabbath, so I thought I'd tell you Shabbat Shalom. Hey, I got a question for you. The stimulus package that's coming out, you were talking about MySpace, don't put pictures up with weapons and stuff. The stimulus package, you think that's another form of, like, say, a census or just an intelligence deal? So, you know, just give everybody these checks. I mean, and then you know who's out there. I mean, do you think maybe that could play into it somehow?
Well, you know what? The problem with that is that I think that they already got us. They already know where they're at. I mean, in order for you to get a check, they're going to have to already know where you're at, and they're already going to have tax information from you that you file a tax. It's going to be people that have made under $75,000 and have made over $3,000. They're going to be getting these $600 checks, $1,200 for couples. But really what's more important about it to me is just how it's being used to really, you know, further lie to the American people and keep them from finding out that we are indeed already in a recession and not really heading into one. All they want to do is get people going out and buying more Chinese slave goods so it, you know, gives the illusion that the economy is doing better. Look, this week they had an article where they were essentially the New York Times was trying to blame inflation in China on our bad economy, when in reality it's the fact that they're just printing this money off and there's nothing to back it up. Last week we talked about the Federal Reserve is selling off, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars to banks at essentially, you know, $10 or $20 million, and then they're able to charge interest on it. So I think more, John, it's really just about them lying to us and them wanting to keep us in the dark about what's going on. I mean, you know, they already know where we're at. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to keep my old rusty brain thinking.
Hey,
you have a good day, buddy.
Hey, you too, man. We'll see you next week.
See
you. Take care. But, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, again, the whole stimulus package thing, it's really just – it's a feel-good thing. Look, I mean, the last thing these people ever want you to find out is that the income tax is unconstitutional, and it doesn't say anywhere in any law – no one can still show the law. They could never show Ed and Elaine Brown the law, which, by the way, I heard that they auctioned off Ed and Elaine Brown's home. And that just makes me so sad. You know, I mean, these people didn't want anything but for this criminal government to show them the law and say, look, no more. And that's what it's going to take. I mean, when are we going to stand up to any of this stuff, folks, and say no more? We've had enough. You know, and that's what it takes is the individual, because they're so scared of us. Again, we have something they don't. We have love, we have goodness on our side, and they don't have that. And that scares these people more than anything, and that's why they see us as a threat. That's why they feel the need to constantly track, trace us, find out everything that we're doing, keep tabs on us, restrict our travel, everything else. That's all this martial law stuff we've been talking about. That's really what it is. You know, they can say it's about, you know, preventing terrorism, fighting terrorism, oh, we got to do this to keep you safe. They can say all that till the cows come home. I don't care. That's lies. Bottom line of this is the fact that they're going to do anything they can to tear down this country and the Constitution. Our Constitution that we were so lucky to be born under in this United States of America is the last vestige of sovereignty, keeping these people away from creating their new world order. That's what they want. The new world order is a blanket term for the end goal. Now, you can get into all the different types of groups and the different compartmentalized structures and, oh, is it this group, is it that group? I believe that all the groups are working simultaneously in concert together for the overall end goal of the new world order. But that's, you know, I mean, that's the thing, folks, is it's all about you and it's all about taking down your sovereignty. Let's take a break, come back, 1-800-313-9443 will get you on the air. This is the Global Reality on the Public Broadcasting Network. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Is the number to get you on the broadcast today. This is the Global Reality here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Rees. I'm the host of the program. My website is theglobalreality.com. You can check that out. And we've got more news and information to get here in the final half hour of the program today. Let's go to the phone lines. Davey in Texas, you're on the air.
Good morning, Josh.
Morning, sir.
How are you today?
Good. How are you doing, buddy?
All right, man. It looks like it's going to be a pretty day today.
Well, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Say, man, did you see that Hawks Cafe KPMG video yet?
You know what? I hadn't had a chance to watch it yet. A friend of mine that does a show on another network I do a program on during the week told me about it and said it was really, really good. And I know that those Hawks Cafes guys have been putting out some good information pertaining to 9/11. But why don't you give us a quick rundown?
Oh, man, it's pretty extensive. Let's see. To me, it kind of, you know, they have a picture of like an octopus with all these corporate symbols on each of the octopus's tentacles.
Right.
And it kind of shows how it's all blended together in the 911 false flag operation. And it kind of, to me, it indicates the interlocking directorates of the global so-called conspiracy. I just wanted to also recommend that, you know, that powerful weapon of truth is something that we have on our side also. And of course, if we actually try to put our minds around the history of Western civilization and how it came into existence over here in America, you know, each and every step of the way, we've had to fight these what amounts to spiritual maggots. You know, really, the Almighty designed the system to work down here in a natural way. He created the natural order, so to speak. And it's only these degenerate perverts that promote an inversion of the natural order. And, you know, anybody interested in the history of Western civilization can, like Jefferson did, just read what Jesus said to these money changers. And that's a pretty good start for understanding where all the confusion and where all the problems in the world come from. I was going to tell you, man, I stumbled onto a nest of one of those training seminars. Oh, man, it was about probably 97 or 98 over in Richardson at the Omni Hotel.
Right down the street from where I'm at. Yeah, not too far from where I'm at, actually, Davey.
Yeah, and they had, man, I was going by there, and they had a whole bunch of cop cars there from all over, you know. I thought, well, man, a pig convention. Bet you there's a bunch of oinkers in there. So I went in there, and sure enough, man, they had these tables set up for, you know, all these people to come and register. And then they had this room set up with all these different tables for displays and everything. Well, I had a bunch of Annie Shyster magazines with me. And so I took them in there, and I was willing to trade Annie Shyster magazines for whatever, you know, literature stuff they had on their tables. Well, first I went over to the table where everybody signed in, and there were these women behind there that were just petrified by the fact that I was standing there, you know, methodically looking at each name on that list, which was about three or four pages. I mean, they were just literally beside themselves. The longer I stayed there, the more harried they got. It was just fun to watch, honestly.
Yeah, it's funny how they don't like it when we start figuring out their games, do they, Dave?
Right, snooping around. There's a guy that's got a CheckpointUSA.com website showing these illegal Bolshevik checkpoints, you know, in our free land of the free and home of the brave. You know, we got these Bolshevik checkpoints. You know, it's just truly amazing to me. Anyway, I was going to tell you, I got over in front of that table with this police chief. And honest to God, I want to tell you, I think it was from Lake Jackson Police Department, believe it or not. And and they had a cookbook there. And I was willing to trade the guy a copy of the cookbook for the Annie Shysters that I had, you know. And directly this bald-headed Nazi-looking guy comes over there. You know, he's got his police shirt, T-shirt on, you know, and his pantaloons are bloused out at his boots, you know, and he's all gruff looking like a professional wrestler, you know, before they go in the ring, you know. And he says, "You got to get out of here." And I went, "Well, why?" You know, it was like, "What's the deal?
What am I doing wrong?" Exactly. You know, why can't I be here?
These is a whole collection of public servants from all over the map, and I'm not allowed to be here, you know, to check on my alleged public servants. And I'm thinking, there's an ironic situation developing here. So next thing you know, they called hotel security on me, you know, and had me, you know, escorted away from their little gathering. And it was just really interesting to see the way that they were programming these snitches to go out there and perk their ears up when they hear people talking a certain way. Of course, obviously, they have people monitoring. You know, I don't know how much time you're willing to give me, but you remember Dick Revis?
No, I do not.
He wrote a book called The Ashes of Waco. He testified in front of Congress. I think he was a leadoff witness, you know, he was on Mark Davis's show. You know Mark Davis here in the Metroplex, right?
Right.
I mean, he's a king deluxe mealy-mouthed twerp if there ever was one. So he's going to have Dick Revis on to talk about his book, The Ashes of Waco. Well, this is right at the time that the hearings are coming up in back in 95. And it's just, you know, right after the Oklahoma City bombing, too, you know. And so Dick gives me a call. He says, "Hey, man, I'm going to be on Mark Davis's show." Well, the year before, I was down in Waco, and Julie Van Dielen called down there to see if somebody could get on the air to talk, you know, about the Davidians on Mark Davis's show. She was producing for Mark Davis then. So I said, well, I'll go on the air. So she said, okay. So I go on the air, and I start telling him about the gunshots from the helicopters, you know, and he says, well, you're crazy. You don't know what you're talking about, and he hung up on me, you know. And so a year later, he has Dick Revis on, so I pull up the clip from the 911 tapes where you can hear the gunshots from the helicopters coming in the building. And the guy says, that's not us, that's them. More gunshots coming from the helicopters. That's not us, that's them. And so I pull up the clip and play it on the Mark Davis show and cut it off. And I said, well, I have a question for Dick. And he says, well, go ahead. And I said, well, were those agents aboard the helicopters using thermal imaging, or were they just blindly firing into the building? And Dick Revis says, well, to my knowledge, they had no special equipment aboard those helicopters. They were blindly firing into the building. Well, of course, Mark Davis had to, you know, eat crow on the air, right, because the year before he told me I didn't know what I was talking about. But that issue really never was fully addressed by the investigation, allegedly, in the Congressional Reform Committee investigation. And, in fact, those murders, you know, are still, it's a still open murder case, a mass murder case, actually. And, you know, the fact is, the real issue for everybody on planet Earth is what's the truth and whose God is being served. You know, are we having righteousness and justice coming down, or are we having a perversion of justice on a daily basis brought to us by the people that print currency and own the mind control machine?
That's absolutely it right there, David. You hit the nail on the head. We got to move on. Thank you for the call. I appreciate that. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you later. But, you know, yeah, he hit the nail on the head with that. That's exactly what it is. And, again, you know, these people don't like it when they're called on their criminality. They don't like it when we start, you know, getting involved and trying to figure out what's going on. I mean, a situation like he was talking about with, you know, and those are public officials. You know, it's the American taxpayer that pay those people's salaries, so we have a right to know what they're doing. I mean, this is not the Reich, and at least not yet. And at least that's what we're trying to prevent. But that's what these people think it is. You know, they want to set up these little tattletale snitch squads where everyone is, you know, keep an eye on your neighbor. Your neighbor could be Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda looks like your neighbor now. It's homegrown terrorism. It's not the, you know, normal Johnny Jihad, you know, proverbial terrorist-looking person anymore that you're used to seeing. Oh, no. The terrorists and the boogeymen are now American citizens, and they look like your neighbor, your friend, your sons, your daughters, everyone else. And see, this is how they're turning us against each other, folks, and this is how they're keeping the specter of fear over the population, because that's the only way that they retain their empire and tyranny. Here before the break, I've got an interesting article I wanted to get into. In the past couple of weeks here on the program, we've been discussing sulfur hexafluoride, SF6, and the revelations that myself, with the help of caller John in Connecticut, have, you know, done extensive amount of research on and figured out that through the use of chemtrails, they're spraying this sulfur hexafluoride into the atmosphere to create global warming. And you've got all these groups, the website www.narsto.org. You've got the Department of Energy now admitting to spraying sulfur hexafluoride in the atmosphere. And you've got all these companies and all these corporations that produce mass amounts of sulfur hexafluoride on a yearly basis being involved in these programs to spray it in the atmosphere. And, you know, so interesting when I saw this article come up. Bush wants to beef up Earth monitoring. Bush proposes new satellites to monitor global warming after cutting program in the past. After years of cutting of budgets for tracking global warming, President Bush on Monday proposed more than a $1 billion increase over the next 5 years for launching more and better Earth-observing satellites. Now, the interesting thing about this is, folks, is the fact that three or four of the groups involved that I found through the course of my research involved in spraying sulfur hexafluoride into the atmosphere to create global warming, because sulfur hexafluoride is the number one most toxic greenhouse gas reported by the Environmental Protection Agency or any other group you can find. So why would groups that produce this stuff already be funding Department of Energy, you know, research and Department of Energy actions to spray this stuff into the atmosphere? One reason, a global carbon tax. The president's 2009 budget provides money for six new NASA satellites to watch Earth's changes, costing at least $910 million over the next 5 years. It also calls for an increase of more than $200 million for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's weather satellites and climate monitoring, including restoration of key instruments, that had been cut from a troubled and delayed weather satellite. Now, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is another one of these groups that is involved in this sulfur hexafluoride campaign, folks. So, of course, now Bush has passed this more than $1 billion increase, putting these satellites that are now going to be able to monitor the effects of them spraying the sulfur hexafluoride. Do they need to spray more? Do they need to spray less? And again, you know, anything these people do doesn't just have one aspect to it. You know, there's the weather modification aspect. There's the use of barium to be able to push these clouds once they're formed. The X-class radar system, communications, on and on and on, in conjunction with the HAARP program. But you know, interesting now that they're approving these satellites, which will go up and monitor their propagated global warming. And NASA is also involved. NASA had not approved a new Earth sciences mission in 4 years, and the number of NASA Earth observing satellites, either in orbit or in the pipeline, had dropped from 26 in 2004. To 21 last month. The critical report last year by the National Academy of Sciences contended the government was unprepared for collecting vital information about global warming. It noted that NASA's Earth Science research budget had been effectively cut by 30% since 2000, and the report prompted changes in the government's Earth observing plans, officials said. Think of NASA's blue logo as turning a bit greener. Ha ha ha, it's real funny, isn't it? NASA Science of Alan, Chief Alan Stern told the Associated Press Monday, "We are amping up our emphasis on Earth sciences. Two new satellites listed as top priorities by the National Academy were included in Bush's budget proposal. They would map critical soil moisture around the world and replace an aging satellite that monitors shrinking ice worldwide. The NASA budgets include money for four other satellites, but the agency has yet decided which ones to build," Stern says. "New satellites are crucial to see changes in water, soil, ice, and air, to act as early warning for global warming yet to come." See, they're able to tell changes in water, soil, ice, air, everything through this, and they're able to tell, you know, how long they're going to be able to do this for. That's what the goal is, folks. It's just like they do with their torture techniques. You know, they're able to bring a suspect or someone, you know, just to the brink of death, and right when that person is at the brink of death, what do? They shock them back to life, and they bring them back to life. That's what these criminals are doing to the environment. That's what they're doing to maintain their control over resources and everything else. They're bringing down the Earth just to that barely level where it's almost dead, where they get their agendas across, they get their global carbon tax, depopulation, all of the agendas that fit into what these criminals want to do to us. And then what are they going to do? Once they get us killed and they get us depopulated and they get us all herded into compact cities after eliminating quite a few of us, it's pretty scary how many of us they want to eliminate. Depending on what numbers you want to look at, 80% is really a conservative number. But, I mean, this is what they call for. They think, you know, UN, Agenda 17, look into all that stuff. But, I mean, this is the thing. This is what these people want to do, folks, is they're going to bring down the Earth just to that level enough. I mean, look, you've got the Arctic Seed Bank they're putting up there. These people are not playing games. And, again, you know, I can't help but have to say that this is why we have to continue to ramp up our efforts for education. Because these people are not playing hardball anymore, and they're not just playing on a global scale. You know, I talked about this during my weekday program. This has gone beyond just us attempting to try and save our country and save just our country from tyrannical government folks. We are in a position now that they forced us into where we're not only attempting to have to save our own country, but we're having to save the world because these criminals have taken this beyond just the realms of the United States of America. They've taken this to a global scale. And so what you see happening here in America is just a pretext for what they want to do over the rest of the world because, again, they have to bring us down first. We are the last thing standing in their way. And that's why it's important that we get more people tuning in and everything else. You know, another thing we've talked about quite a bit on this program the past couple of weeks, especially with all the rash amounts of UFO sightings you've seen happen all over the world. And, again, you know, I think this is a pretext to what Wernher von Braun talked about in 1973, where he told his assistant Carl Rosen that first the threat would be from communism, and when that didn't work, it would be Islamic terrorism from the Middle East. And then when that didn't work and the people didn't get submit to world government, then it would be an engineered alien attack as a pretext for space-based weapons, and all of it would be a lie. And he said that in 1973, and that's a lot of foreknowledge there, folks. And then I go to things like the Department of Defense. I pulled up the Department of Defense numbers from their own website of what they're spending on space-based weapons in the year of 2008. And folks, they're spending more on space-based weapons this year in 2008 than they've ever spent in the whole history of when these space-based weapons have gone on the docket. So, very clear indicator there. This is from the London Telegraph. Huge rise in British UFO sightings. Clusters of up to 100 mysterious objects, bright white lights, and strange triangular-shaped objects are just some of the huge surge in UFO sightings reported to the Ministry of Defense last year. Again, folks, you look into things like Project Bluebeam, things of that nature. These people are getting ready to, in my opinion, and a lot of other people's opinion, roll out some sort of false flag alien attack where they're going to engineer through their technology, through their unmanned drones, to get all the countries to use their first strike nuclear capability to disarm one and ever get them into the New World Order. Because people aren't buying it. People are waking up. All right, let's take a break. Come back. Get into the final segment here on the Global Reality on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Josh Reeves. Stay with us.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take Discardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Segment of Global Reality here on the Saturday morning edition of the broadcast. My name is Josh Reeves. Glad you all could be with us. Richard in Texas, you're our tail gunner. Go ahead.
Hey, Josh. It's Richard Reeves down here. I met one time at a 9/11 Truth group up there in Dallas.
Richard Reeves, how you doing, my friend? Good to hear from you.
Really good. It's really good to hear you on the radio. Thanks for doing this and getting up on there and getting out there. And I know you've got your video that you've got. I'd encourage everybody to pick that up, that video you've got, and watch that. The reason I'm calling right now is because with the Ron Paul campaign, we are still in this, folks. And I'd like to encourage everybody to stay with the program, get out there and canvass, get more voters, and ultimately work as much as you can to become delegates, because this is a real wild card thing. It's a wild card that Ron Paul could still get in a brokered convention scenario, but it is a very possible thing, and we're going to find out soon enough, because it is possible that would-be Mitt Romney voters could shift to Huckabee and give Huckabee a lot of victories coming up in these primaries. And Huckabee, his best hope is to get in a brokered convention as well, because he's almost mathematically eliminated from being able to win outright. So we can hope that Huckabee takes enough delegates from McCain that McCain doesn't become the nominee through the primary process. And that's where, if we can get all these Ron Paul delegates up there in St. Paul, Minnesota, that's where we'll do a real revolution and nominate Ron Paul.
Well, it's always been against the odds from day one, Richard. I don't have to tell you that. So, you know, it's not going to be anything different. We've been against the odds. We've been up against the wall from the start of this, and there's no reason to stop now. We've come this far. We got to continue to do this because, again, as Ron Paul says, the revolution is not just about him. It's about us, and it's about freeing people and taking this country back, Richard. And I agree. I think we still have a chance.
That's right, and we got to stay the course again, because if we do, then we're going to take over a significant portion of the Republican Party, and we're going to have people inside that have infiltrated this system, and so that'll just further move along our message along the way for the 2010 and 2012 elections, because we're going to be able to actually talk to a lot of these delegates that have forgotten what the Constitution's all about, and we can be there to represent Ron Paul and his ideas and convert them ultimately to the Constitution once again. So it's very important that we follow through right now. And you're right, the odds are long. We've always known this. It's like I was telling somebody the other day that at this point I'm like Pavlov's dog. Whenever I smell a big steaming heat of a big old bowl of adversity, my mouth starts to water now.
Well, that's right. I mean, you know, I mean, again, there's no sense in stopping right now. You know, again, it's not just about you know, this campaign or this year or this election cycle. We've got to take this into the future. And you know what? We're better off now than we were a year ago, Richard. And, you know, I just think, we got to multiply that and continue that, because ultimately it's up to us. Nobody else is going to do this, Richard, and we've got to do it. We don't have a choice.
I hear you. Well, Josh, it's great hearing you on the radio. What's your schedule on your shows?
Well, I'm over here at Republic Broadcasting from 7 to 9 on Saturday mornings, but I'm also on TruthNet Radio during the week from 1 to 4 p.m., three-hour show over there during the week.
Okay, with Mike Chambers' group. That's
good. Oh, yeah, I've been over there since September.
Oh, good deal. Well, I'll make sure and check that out as well. Josh,
Richard, one of these days, Richard, we're going to sit down and figure out if we're related or not.
Oh, yeah, we'll have to do that after we get through getting our country back.
You got it, man. Well, take care, Richard. I appreciate the call.
Thanks a lot.
All right, folks, that's all the time we've got for the program today. This runs 7 to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Check out my website at theglobalreality.com. Email me, globalrealityshow@gmail.com. I love each and every one of you. You guys have a great afternoon. We'll see you back here next week. Take care.